It's time for the Business Spotlight on Your Talk Show. Each week at this time, we're proud to focus on the efforts of local businesses and give you some behind-the-scenes information on what makes the businesses in our community tick. Now, here's Tim Bremel with this week's special business guest.
It's Steve Knox in with our very special business guest on the Your Talk Show. Today, we are going to be talking a bit about roofing and construction with Paul Martindale of Martindale Pinnacle Construction. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. So, before we get into the nuts and bolts of some of the things we want to talk about, for listeners who may not know you, can you give us just a little brief introduction of you, your role, and what Martindale Pinnacle Construction specializes in?
Sure. So, my family, we grew up here in the Janesville area. We've been here over 45 years. My parents actually moved to Beloit when I was 16, so we moved to Beloit. But we've been living in this area for, like I said, over 45 years. I actually grew up in doing construction since a very young age. My dad owned a landscaping company, Sunshine Landscaping, and so was cutting down trees, mowing lawns at a very young age. Got into roofing right out of high school. I'm kind of an adrenaline junkie, so just loved being on the roofs, the steep slopes, and I was kind of ingrained with a hard work ethic since a very young age with my dad. Just loved roofing. Kind of progressed through the years. I was probably the foreman of probably at least 15 different companies until I started my own June 1st, 2012. So we've been in business now over 14 years. Started out actually not doing storm restoration, which I know is what we're going to probably talk about a lot today, but I actually got into the business doing strictly retail. And so it was literally just driving around Rock County, seeing people with older roofs and asking if they wanted a free proposal. And yeah, that's how I acquired a lot of my work that first year in business. Then progressed into storm restoration, and that's what we really specialize in now, is coming in and restoring properties after catastrophic events, specifically hail and tornadoes and derecho storms.
Yeah, I might as well get into that. You know, unfortunately, Janesville has seen its fair share of storm damage here over the the last few months with several rounds of storms this season. What kind of damages are you seeing most often on roofs and exteriors?
Yeah, so one good thing about us is what we see, I guess, to my quote-unquote competitors, is some of them are just basically roofing companies, and that's fine. Maybe do some gutters. When we come in, we always do a 10-point inspection. So we're looking at everything exterior, and we're also asking some key questions to the homeowners. You know, are you experiencing any interior leaks, anything like that? So I've got we're a fully licensed general contractor, so we can handle any of the exterior repairs, whether it's damage to the roofs, the siding, the gutters, windows, doors, deck, or any interior restoration as well. So what we're seeing out this storm, it's not as bad as the Madison storm, which was actually 3 days prior. Wow. April 14th was the 3-inch hailstorm that hit Madison, Middleton. And then 3 days later, you got Milton, Beloit, Janesville, and South Beloit got hit real bad, which was probably 1.5 inches max diameter. That's still going to do some damage to roofs, I would say 7 years or older. So if you have a roof that's newer, you're probably not going to see too much damage. But to the older roofs, we are seeing pretty significant damage, especially on the east side. And what I mean by the east side is anything usually east of Milton Avenue. We're seeing quite a bit of damage to the roofs that are 7 years or older. We're even seeing some siding breaks. And then we're also seeing damage to window wraps, fascia, gutters, and downspouts. So,
yeah, to some of those that went through that, I'm one of them, you know, and they look up and they say, ah, yeah, roof looks fine. what are some of the early warning signs that you're seeing that you can give to homeowners to say, yeah, you're standing on the grass, but some of the things you aren't, here's some of the things you aren't seeing.
That's a good question. So, yes, a lot of times I use the verbiage, you want to be proactive, not reactive. And a lot of times you can't see the damage from the ground. And so you do need like a professional, like MPC personnel to come in, just do that assessment. We're going to get on the roof. We're not just going to run a drone. Sometimes you can't see damage with drones. If it's two stories steep, yes, we'll probably get out a drone. But if it's a walkable, we're definitely gonna get up there, and we want to get our eyes on it and just verify the damage. Usually you're going to be able to see pretty significantly where the hail hit. It's going to come in. It's going to punch those granules out. If you can see that, you know, that dark black mat beneath, that's usually what qualifies for hail damage and for full roof replacement. So,
Paul Martindale from MPC here talking about, well, right now the storm damage that occurred. As you're looking for a reputable storm team, one of the things that I noted on some of your literature is that you're a GAF Master Elite Certified company. Mm-hmm. As a layman, I don't know what that means. Tell me why that's important.
Yeah, so GAF, they've been the biggest shingle manufacturer in the world now for the last, I think, 20-plus years when they bought out Elk. I actually was pushing Owens Corning when I first formed MPC, and then I started looking into the GAF products, especially with the high-end products that they offer, your 50-year shingle, which is like your Camelot 2s, your Slate Lines, your Woodlands. I just believe they have a better product. And so we actually transitioned to GAF about year 5. We've now been in Master Elite Certified and in the President's Club with them for 7 straight years, which means we're in the top 1% of contractors in the nation. So we take installation very seriously. When we come out, we're going to do things according to code and spec every time. So we just don't text our crews an address. We have MPC personnel all throughout the day, making sure they're adhering to our standards and things are getting done right.
Certainly been in the industry for a long time. What, years?
Over 14
now. 14 now, yeah. Since 2012. Back to the storm damage, are there issues that you see that tend to show up, you know, weeks, months later that people might not expect if they don't act on that need?
Yeah, I've seen roofs even after a year where you might not see that bad of initial damage, but after just continuous heavy rains and then definitely through that snow up here in the northern states, you're going to have some issues. And so just because there's not immediate leaks doesn't mean that you don't have damage. And so it goes back to being proactive, not reactive. You don't want to wait for leaks to start coming into the house. Also, something I will mention is usually with insurance claims, you have up to a year to file a claim from the storm date. So let's just say, you know, leaks start coming in next May or June, you're past the April 17th storm date, and you wouldn't have a valid claim anymore. And so it's very important to get that free assessment done by us. We come out, once again, it is free. Mm-hmm. We then help you file the claim with your carrier, meet with your adjuster, and just make sure that all the damage is being accounted for, not just the roof. Very key.
Yeah, you mentioned insurance. In your world, again, a roof, again, I'm a homeowner. I put a roof on. It says 25 years on the life of the shingle. I'm expecting 25 years later that I'm going to have to do something with it. But things happen. What mistakes do homeowners commonly make after a storm? Either it is with inspections or insurance or choosing a contractor even.
Yep. Kind of goes on both sides with the contractor choosing and with the insurance carrier adjuster sometimes that they send out. So sometimes you don't want to make quick rash decisions. We recommend doing your research, making sure that a contractor is qualified, usually with the manufacturer, so they can offer usually the high-end warranty. We're Master Elite certified with GAF, the manufacturer, and so we offer that golden pledge warranty after every roof gets installed. So what does that mean? That warranty protects the roof up to 50 years against defects. Like you just mentioned, you'll have these roofs or these shingles that are supposed to last, 25, 30 years, and there's just been a lot of defective shingle lines that have came around in the past 20 years, and they last 7-8 years. The granules start disintegrating right off the roof, and they're shot, and you got to replace it. And that is a major expense to the homeowner where they didn't think they were going to have to spend another 15, 20 grand on a roof for another 30 years. 8 years later, they're having to put a new roof on. So once again, that warranty protects the roof up to 50 years against defects. So if a defect were to start to occur, the manufacturer would cover the full cost. Not prorated after 10 years for just the material, full cost, materials and labor to install the new roof. That's a very good warranty. 25-year workmanship warranty. Most guys is 1 to 5 if they even have one. this is a 25-year workmanship warranty. And the other good thing is if you were to sell the home after 10 years, you could transfer the warranty to the buyer.
Paul Martindale from MPC here talking about a lot of different things. If I'm a listener and I'm in that situation where, you know, I think I need to call, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. So I think the best way would be just to go on our website, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, -construction.org. You can fill out a form, and then we usually will respond within 24 hours. So we're going to set a time to come out, meet with you, go over the damages, get the claim filed, and get the process moving forward in a positive direction. Also, our 844 number, you can reach us there. Any of my staff have their own extension, so that would be 844-MPC-TEAM.
Not only in Janesville, I noticed on your website, you do have other locations if we're listening outside of the Janesville area.
Yes, so this year has been, a very, very wild year. I think in over 14 years of me doing this, I've never seen a Wisconsin get hit this bad with storms ever. So, I mean, you list any major city or town in Wisconsin, they're hit with either major tornado damage, derecho, or hail. And so we're servicing a lot of southern Wisconsin and Iowa this year. So we've been doing work in Iowa for, I think, 9 years now, and just Waterloo, Iowa City, and Ottumwa areas are just hit real bad with hail damage. And so I've got personnel in those areas, and then you've got Madison, Middleton, Beloit, Janesville, Milton, South Beloit. We're in all those areas too. So,
and this comes back to the local storm chasers. You know, you always see them. I saw it during a tornado a couple of years ago on the south side of Janesville. Mm-hmm. You see these vehicles with the magnetic sticker on it that's dropped on with maybe Texas, I don't know, sometimes Oklahoma, heck, even California license plates. Yeah. They're called storm chasers. Mm-hmm. You know, number one, residents, they need to have a seller permit. You can't just walk up. But in all seriousness, you know, we see them coming into town. And what should people stay away from or be cautious when being approached by out-of-area contractors?
Sure. Yes, the storm chaser, I guess, verbiage, it does get a bad name. But we specialize in storm restoration. So one thing I always counsel homeowners is just do your research. Everybody has to start somewhere, right? Starting a company. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that everybody, just because they haven't been in business as long as we have, are a bad company. I'm not going to say that. We started on June 1st, 2012, but we built our reputation on excellence, always doing the things the right way. And so I would counsel customers to always ask for references. If it's a newer company, you're looking them up online, they're even from out of state, ask for references and also ask for recent projects that they've completed, maybe even to check them out just to make sure that they're a responsible, valid company to do work with. We come in a lot of times to areas where they don't know us right away, but then very quickly, people begin to trust us because we are coming in, and within 2 weeks of any claim being approved, I'll have a crew there starting work. And so it's definitely a red flag when a company just wants to take that first check. There's no contract written. There's no shingle colors picked out, anything. Yeah. That's a major red flag. So
stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away and call your local contractors. And
I would recommend definitely going local because we're going to be here for the long haul. We already have proven that too. So,
and certainly Paul Martindale with MPC. Their telephone number is 844-MPC-TEAM. That is 844-672-8326. For those of you that don't want to figure out the numbers and the letters. You mentioned roofing materials. You talked about your tie with GAF. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing homeowners shift towards maybe different roofing materials or systems because of the recent storms?
We're seeing a little bit of an uptick in people wanting a system that's going to last longer. What we put on is a standard 30-year laminated shingle. That's kind of like the norm now. Mm-hmm. The 25-year three-tab shingles have been pretty much phased out.
Oh, great. That's where I'm at.
So pretty much any contractor that's been doing this a while and is actually wanting to put on a good system is putting on the bare minimum, which is a 30-year laminated shingle. We are actually putting on quite a few high-end systems this year, whether it's standing seam steel or whether it's the high-end 50-year shingles. The Camlot 2s, we really highly recommend those. I actually have those on my home. I've seen those get hit with 2-inch dense hail and bounced right off, didn't do anything to it. So people are asking to quote us for upgrades, and we definitely will do that if they want that too. So.
Well, you've been here for a long time. You've taken care of my roof. You've done a great job. Mm-hmm. Again, I kind of joked about, all right, it's done. I'll see you in 25 years. Yeah. But really, yeah. Once the initial repair or replacement is made, how often do you recommend a roof should be inspected and properly inspected?
It can't hurt to look. If it's residential, once a year is good for sure. Yeah. It's just hard to get a contractor to come out every once a year. You know, that warranty does protect it if anything were to occur. But just we're so busy that to come out and just to do like assessments on all the projects that we've done, there just wouldn't be time to do anything else. Sure. And so if the client wants to get up there just to make sure that, you know, nothing's happened, you know, like through the winter, or if like tree branches maybe fallen on the roof or the gutters are clogged, which would back up the water draining correctly, things like that, we probably recommend doing that once a year. We do, for our commercial clients, we do have a maintenance program where we'll lock them in for a couple years where we will come out annually and check everything out. And just that's just commercial and not residential. But it can't hurt, yes. Once a year, probably after the spring, after the snow's melted, just get up there, look everything over, and just make sure everything's good.
Great. And then, again, down the road, for someone with an older roof that maybe hasn't been replaced yet, what would you say the tipping point where replacement becomes smarter than a repair?
If you're having just leaks, I think that's going to be the big thing. And once again, it kind of goes back to being proactive. You don't want it to get to that point, but a lot of times it does come down to finances. And so if you're just constantly doing patchwork and it's almost turning into like a once a year or twice a year thing, that's probably where we're going to recommend full replacement and just getting you under that good warranty and a better system.
Paul Martindale from MPC. Again, their number is 844-672-8326. That's 844-MPC-TEAM, local here in Janesville. I want to shift just a little bit. Something that is becoming more and more common on roofs here in Wisconsin are solar panels. Mm-hmm. And again, solar is becoming more common in Wisconsin, and storms or not, you know, how is that changing the way you're approaching roof replacements?
Sure. We are seeing, usually it's got to take some pretty dense hail to damage the solar panels. But I do have crews, if they were to be damaged, that would come out and just basically detach and reset them. If there are damaged panels, then we actually contact the manufacturer and they would send out, you know, some new panels. And we would get those installed. We do offer solar. We don't do a lot of it, but we do offer solar installation. It does help out with your power costs, energy costs, stuff like that. So.
And I know you're seeing a lot of this that probably come across on a regular basis. Those that want to add a solar array to their existing roof, any tips for those that have an existing roof before they add?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I would recommend, you know, if the roof's even getting to be 10 or 15 years old, you're probably going to want to look at replacing the roof and just making sure you're putting the new system back to back. That's what I would recommend. There's a lot that goes into installing those panels. You're putting a lot of holes in the roof. And so it'd be good to put that new system on, the new roof system, and then go right on with the new panels is what my recommendation would be.
All right. Again, Paul Martindale from Martindale Pinnacle Construction. They are a GAF Master Elite Certified organization. Also a accredited business, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. Paul, again, a little bit of comfort in knowing that, and just some of the ways that, whether it be more than likely storm damage with this question, but just in general, how do you walk the homeowner through navigating the process back to the storm side, I guess, the insurance process without overwhelming or creating unrealistic expectations. Because frankly, in my neighborhood, I've heard free roofs. Nothing's free, right?
No, you do need to pay your deductible. That's another key thing. Usually to spot someone who is engaging in some kind of fraud is the contractor, the storm chaser, whatever you want to call them, that's just running around. That's their whole sales pitch is we'll wipe your deductible. That's just, you can't do that. If you're doing the work for $30,000, that needs to be an invoice for $30,000. That's what you collect, not $29,000 and wiping the $1,000 deductible, which is what we see a lot of quote unquote competitors doing. It's just not the right way to do business. So the way we walk them through it is we just do that initial free assessment. If we note damage significantly above and beyond the deductible of the client, we are obviously going to recommend filing a claim with their insurance company. The adjuster is then going to be assigned. Once the adjuster is assigned to come out, we then would meet with them. What we're trying to do is we're trying to reach an agreement on scope of damage. They then are going to write the estimate. We then look it over, make sure it's in line with ours. Once that's approved, we come in and get the work done and then get that warranty on the way for them.
We've talked a lot about roofs specifically. Outside of roofs, what else does your organization do? I mean, yeah. You're not just roofs, but you're construction, right?
Yes, sir. So I actually hold the top builder's license in Minnesota, which is so we could actually build from the ground up in Minnesota and Wisconsin. But we specialize mainly in full exterior renovations and, like I said, some interior. We are moving more in interior as well. But so roofs, siding, gutters, windows, doors, painting, we offer all of those trades. And then also, like I said, some interior. The siding, we're really big on LP Smart. We push a lot of that. A lot of times people have vinyl in their home now. So if they are looking to upgrade, that is probably what we would.
I'm raising my hand right now. I'm taking notes.
That's probably what we'd recommend is the LP Smart product, a very good product, and it's just going to stand up to hail and anything else.
Are you seeing as much, at least in the Janesville area? I've seen damage in Madison. I mean, it's ripped the siding right off of homes.
Yeah.
As much in Janesville, or is that really more Madison because of that extensive storm?
Much more in Madison. We're seeing a lot of siding damage, a lot of we call it full exterior remodels in Madison, a lot less than that in Janesville, Beloit area. It's mainly roof and gutters, but we are seeing some siding damage, mainly on the west elevations and maybe south in Janesville and Beloit in specific areas. So.
Now, we've been over the board again. Paul Martindale from MPC. As we close here this morning, for listeners who think they may have some storm damage, what's the single most important step they should take today?
I think, it's best to obviously, we'd love you guys to call us, but I mean, that's usually the next step is just to verify. It can't hurt to call for a free assessment by us to come out. If there is damage, we're going to recommend filing a claim. If there isn't enough damage, we're going to say, hey, you just don't have enough damage to qualify, and you're pretty much set for probably another 5 to 10 years. But that's always very key, just getting that initial assessment just to see what's really going on the property, and then let us walk you through it.
Great. So. Paul, again, Martindale Pinnacle Construction, LLC, 844-672-8326. And your website, again, if they'd like to do it that way?
mp-construction.org. Also, I will list the local number, 608-295-8933.
That's very fair. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Paul, thank you for doing what you do in our community. And again, if listeners, if you have any questions, give Paul and his team a call. That, my friends, will do it for this version of Your Talk Show. Tomorrow, we will have another fully packed day ahead. I've got some stuff to talk about as well. We'll also get out the latest pen because I know Miss Jackie is just dying to know what I'm writing with next. But until tomorrow, folks, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Your Talk Show, AM 1230, WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.